Encounters improve the quality of our lives. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life without God. Encounters will activate purpose and calling in our life. Encounters come to restore intimacy and fellowship.
The land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Encounters come to restore intimacy. Encounters come to reveal to us the futility of life. If you don't have a relationship with God, anything of value can become God to you. Welcome to Encounter Jesus Ministries, sustaining an experiential knowledge of God and walking in the fullness of our eternal ordination. Now, listen to God's servant, Apostle Oropo Michael, as he takes us through an encounter with the Word.
We honor you because we know the plans of the devil. You said the devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We are alive today because you came and because you showed us your love. And so we say, let your name alone be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You are excited, you want to give the Lord a big shout of praise. Shout glory. Praise God. You may be seated. God bless you. Thank you so much, choir. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to 2023. You want to celebrate Jesus? You don't know the manipulations that took place in the heavenlies for you to be here. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be here this evening. There's so much to do. On a miracle service, our focus usually would be on signs and wonders. But of course, because today is the first service, there are so many things we need to put together. I have to give perspective and direction for the year to guide us and to help us walk in the light of what the Lord has told us. And we also have to, by all means, honor persons that are here to fellowship with us. It's an administrative angle. And then we share briefly just to stir someone's faith to receive what God has to offer. Like I told you, a miracle service is different from a healing service. In a healing service, God is dealing with the afflictions of men. But in a miracle service, God is invading your paradigm, altering everything about you. It's beyond your affliction. Is shifting you from one level of glory to another. And so this service, much more than you think will happen to you. Some of you will come into strange dimensions of favor. Some of you will enter into realms of speed. Strange things will happen by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' precious name. Before I begin this evening, I want to quickly honor and recognize a few kingdom functionaries that are here with us. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. We are privileged of God this evening to have with us an intercessor and a prophetess, a witness of God, standing and bearing the light of God's kingdom for decades. She's a very quiet person, but in the spirit, she's a giant. She's one of the first televangelists, female televangelists in Africa. She's traveled around all of Africa for evangelical campaigns. won souls, stirred revivers, and established God's people who are doing great and mighty things today. She is the owner of the Prayer Mountain in Enugu State, where people come in their drones to pray and to encounter God. When she went to that mountain, it was a forest. It took prayer and intercession. Sometimes she goes on vigils for 380 days, every night praying. Such is the witness that she bore from the regions of the eastern part of Nigeria. And today she's here with us to share fellowship. Can we please honor God's servant, prophetess Deborah Akatu? We are so honored to have you. My God, is that how you honor kingdom sacrifice and kingdom generals? Give the Lord a shout! Praise God. At some point, I will bring her up to make a declaration. People like this, they don't need to talk much. If they speak for 1 minute, the impact is for a long time. And so she will just come and say a word of blessing over us as a people to further establish what God has said to us. Again, we have with us this evening a leader, a warrior, and an intercessor. I don't know why God decided to bring women today. Maybe because He wants to help us. I told you before, when a woman prays for you, she prays from her heart. A man can pray and pray from his head. Dabble with words and lingo. And utter a lot of mysteries. But when a woman is praying, she's talking from her heart. You can be sure of that. And so we have another mother with us this evening. I met her sometime last year. And my God, you could literally sense the presence of God, the character of the Spirit, the doggedness. And even her years of laboring with God is attested by her strength, even in times of adversity. She is none other but mother in the house this evening. Can we celebrate Ambassador Mrs. Nonye Rajis? So honored to have you. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you for making out time to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We also have with us this evening a servant of God, an apostle in the economic front. When I met him, I said, well, business people, they think money, they think investment, and they do what profits them. But for the first time, I met a man that was completely sold out. I told my people, ministry does not begin when you start an organization. Ministry begins when you understand self-denial. If you don't know self-denial, what you are doing is of the flesh. At the end of the day, you build Babel and not God's kingdom. And so when I met this prophet of God in the economic front, what I saw was literal humility and self-denial. He's a man that is willing to give all for God. And he's done it severally. He's built churches for many persons in different parts of the world, and his name will never be mentioned. Today he came to share fellowship with us all the way from Lagos. He's here with his wife. Can we celebrate Mr. Waters on Magnus? Thank you so much for coming. We honor you deeply, and we love you. I'm aware we have many pastors here. Thank you for coming to share fellowship. We don't take it for granted that you are here. The Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name. Can we celebrate a very special person? I don't do this usually, but it's a sensitive season. If there is a support structure for me outside of the Holy Ghost, then this is the person. She is the woman of God standing with me and laboring to see that this vision does not fail. Can we please honor the woman of God, God's servant, Mrs. Osenaga Michael Urupa. She released a powerful song on her birthday. I don't support things because a family member did it. But when I heard the song, I was eating, I stopped. Some movements began in my spirit. I said, what? I know you are anointed, but Kai, this is your season of manifestation. And so we will drink from this fountain. She is not somebody that wants to be all over the place because you are apostle's wife. No. She wants to do it as she's led. And now I discern that this is the season. And so much grace And so much will be received from her even in this season. One more time, can you celebrate Jesus for this person? Hallelujah. You may be seated. Welcome. Welcome back from your times of waiting and your times of retreat. I believe there is so much God wants to do with us in this season. Last year, we took our count from the month of May because that was when God gave us the word to win 5 million souls. And when we started that count, up until December when I took the last statistics, we had won over 80,000 souls for Jesus. 80,000. Over 80,000 as at the last count. The number has already exceeded that, but of course, that's what we have on statistics. We had counted over 100 deaf ears and ear conditions that were healed. We had counted over 100 blind eyes and eye conditions that were healed. We had counted over 30 cancer and tumor-related issues that were healed. Arthritis, stroke, all kinds of infirmities healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we are encouraged, persuaded, and charged up for what God will do this year. If when we started, we saw that level of speed, now that we are getting some of the things that are necessary and functioning from the place of rest, we can only but imagine what God will do. And so the record we had in 6 months, I'm sure we'll start clearing them in 1 month, because it's from glory to glory. In Jesus' precious name. I also announced to us that our stay here, has our days here are numbered. You know, sometimes God wouldn't let you to enjoy yourself too much in Egypt, so you don't forget the promised land. And so we had few issues, pressures of all sorts, and we started entreating the Lord, and it became obvious it was time for us to move, and we were contemplating, what do we do? And as God will have it, in His magnanimity, decided to give us a plot of land, 1.5 hectares in Wuye. And so, the church is marching on. The church is marching on. You know, I was thinking we had speed because of the things we... On the January 23rd, will be 1 year. I thought it was speed. And God began to speak to me. He said, I'm Alpha Omega. What it means is, I am beginning, end. It's not beginning and end. It's beginning, end. That means beginning and end is one. You decide where you are standing. So you actually live your life from the end to the beginning. It's actually not speed. It's actually where you choose to stay part time. Because God can decide to move you 10 years in 1 month. And you can decide to slow yourself down and move 10 years in 50 years. Everything is already completed and perfected in God. It's what your faith can take that you have. And so if we can see it, then we can have it. And trust me, we saw this thing 10 years ago. And so this is not speed. This is actually the manifestations of the things that are already made available. And this is why our faith is stirred up and we are marching on. The land is already being graded. I wanted to build a tent, put a tent there. And when I went back to pray, God started troubling my soul. I said, Lord, you know that it's better to take this thing small. I don't like pressure. I don't want to struggle with anything. And the Holy Ghost asked me, are you the one doing it or I'm the one doing it? The moment I heard it, my faith leaped. And I said, okay. I consulted with some of the leaders. I saw that they were also in faith. We now decided, instead of doing a tent, because the tent is not even a joke. You are looking for a 2,500-seat tent, and they are telling you 110 million. They will import it. After constructing it in China, they import it in 55 days before they mount it. It takes 3 months. 110 million. Before you do the ACs and all of that, you are spending over 250 million. How much do you build? And so instead of wasting our energy and resources with that, we decided to march on and face the building. Nobody said you have to be on ground for 10 years before you build.
It's an era of the move of the Spirit. And so we are keeping pace with the Holy Ghost. On that note, we decided to shift the project from a tent to a building. And so we are going to start the groundbreaking within this month and trust the Lord that in 4 months, it would have been ready for some movements to begin. Praise God. That is the sample of what we have. Give the Lord a shout! Yeah. So we will start with that. And we trust God for grace. We trust God for capacity. So many persons that have been blessed by what God is doing here and believe in what God is doing are already vitally involved. I was overwhelmed with the belief. I was overwhelmed with the commitment from all around the world. How do we reach out? How do we get to be a part of this? I want to thank all the partners. I want to bless them for encouraging our faith and for trusting in what God is doing. By the help of God, we will finish strong. By the help of God. That day will not come where you will hear that Apostle was sending money to Switzerland. It will never happen. If it's kingdom, it will be kingdom to the end. Because one of my greatest desires is to speak like Paul at the end of my sojourn. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. There remained for me a crown of life. And so mundane things will not be the reason why we will fail in this battle and on this race. I encourage all of you, those who pledged and those who are getting to hear it for the first time, be part of it. What God is doing here is intense and is genuine, at least to the best of my knowledge, from my understanding of Scripture. And I believe God will do extraordinary things in our lives in Jesus' name. Let's open the Scriptures very quickly. The first thing I will do this evening is to give us perspective as to what God will be doing this year. But before I talk to us about what God will be doing with us and the strategies of the Spirit that is made available, I also want to give you an idea of some of the things that will be happening. Because there's a contention in the realms. The realm was supposed to be secluded and kept under the government of God. Because when God created this realm, He handed this realm over to Adam. So Adam was the Lord over the earth realm, over the visible realm. In Genesis chapter 1 from verse 26 and 28, when God wanted to embark on the project of man, and of course you all know here that there have been many projects. There are many things many projects God have executed in ages past. When you get into the heavens and you see the creatures that are there, you will know man is the youngest of God's creation. A study of the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and chapter 5, will open your understanding to some of the ancient things that happened before time itself began, in the eternities of God. Certain creation enterprises were carried out, and civilizations were formed, governing systems were established, and divine orders and protocols were instituted. And so on the strength of that, we saw the legislators that represented those ages and those creations that were working with God before it became necessary for man to be created. And so when John was carried to heaven, he saw 24 thrones. And on those thrones, he said, there were seated 24 elders. And so before man was created, the civilizations of God is already ancient. That some of the creatures that have worked with God from eternity past have already taken upon themselves the designation of elders. Now the question you ask yourself is, if eternity is not a realm governed with time, what is the credential of becoming an elder? Because you are not walking in a realm that is governed by Chronos. There's no time reference in that realm. The realm eternal is a realm that is governed by the presence, the life, and the glory of God. So what makes a creature become an elder? When you study 1 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1, you will know that eldership has to do with character alignment. And so these creatures are the creatures that mirror God the most. So when you look upon them, their dimensions are an effulgence of the essence of God. And so their age is not in time, it's in light. Now when you are done with those elders, you will still find other entities. Because why John was weeping? Because he saw the outcome of the human race. And he saw there was no hope for man. And he began to weep in heaven. And he said, a strong angel spoke to him and said, weep not. So after the elders, there are other angels that are called strong. Now, what is the credential for strength in the spirit? So there are many creatures in Zion. And Paul, being a wise master builder, an architect of the spirit realm, decided to give us the strata of the spirit realm. And so in Colossians chapter 1 from verse 15, when Paul began to speak, he said, Jesus is the first, because all things derive from him. And then after Jesus, he began to give us spiritual stratification. And the first thing he said was, they are thrones. That's why you see the 24 elders are recognized by the thrones they sit on. Because the highest rank in the realm of God is the rank of thrones. And only elders sit on thrones. Then when you are done with thrones, you now have what you call dominions. When you are done with dominions, you have what is called principalities. When you are done with principalities, then you have what is called powers. Then you have angels. Paul was the one giving us this strata in the spirit. So elders are occupants of thrones in the spirit. They co-rule with God. They are part of the legislative council of the spirit realm. And so when God wants to embark on a project, he can consult with the elders and tell them, this is what I have in mind. What do you think about it? This is why in the book of Job, the Bible said, when God created the earth, he said the sons of God sank into creation. Because of the authority they have with God, they've been given the privilege by God to participate in the enterprises of God as touching his agenda. But when you leave the elders, you now come to the dominions. The dominions are beings that God allocate his civilizations, his programs, and his realms to. And so while an elder is an occupant of a throne, a dominion is a possessor of a realm. And so when God created Adam in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, he said, let them have dominion. So what God was doing was to establish Adam as one of the ranking princes in Zion. And what will give Adam the credential to participate among the princes in light is for him to become a possessor of a realm of God. And so the earth realm was wielded to Adam. And after the dominions, you have the principalities. The principalities are the functionaries that are sent. So when God wants to conquer, he sends principalities. Because the word principality means first in rank. So they come first into a territory. They are like the ecclesia of the spiritual. And then you have the powers. The powers are the ones who come to establish the will of God in a territory that the principality has conquered. Now, the point I'm trying to make is this. When the earth realm was wielded to Adam, Adam was supposed to be the only lord of the earth realm. But unfortunately, he didn't realize that what he was doing was part of an ancient civilization. There is a government in the spirit that extends into the visible realm. And he was saddled with the responsibility of representing that realm on behalf of God. And so another dominion that lost its place in Zion came into the garden in the guise of a serpent. And it began to trade power with Adam. He found a loophole in his soul and traded on the strength of his lust. And when Adam did not realize the essence of his operation in the garden, he decided to sell the earth realm for his appetite. And so from that day onwards, the earth no longer had one lord. In fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 3, the devil was called the god of this world. And so because the devil has become the god of this world, there's a contention about the will of the spirit that will find expression. And so while God is trying to find expression on the earth realm to establish his dominion, there's another creature that has collected the authority of Adam and is also establishing a parallel government. And so when God begins to give us prophetic insight into what he wants to do, he also gives us insight into what the Lord of the parallel government is doing. So we can be fortified with discernment in order to know how to order our step in a world that there is contention between spirits. The things that happen in the natural realm is a product of the politics of the spirit realm. There are princes in light contending to establish the dominion of Abba. And there are other princes in darkness also trying to establish the dominion of the new God of this world. And so why God is giving us a word for this year is to help shield us from all of the invasive strategies of the dominion in darkness. Because if this prophetic word does not come, we'll be without a covering. We'll become porous because we are not the only beings here. Every time you say thy kingdom come, it's a declaration of war. Because another spirit is establishing another kingdom. And so if you don't want to become vulnerable,
you need to carry prophetic words. Prophetic words becomes the insurance system of the spirit that keeps you advancing the agenda of God, the devil's presence notwithstanding. And so when God told us it's a year of establishment, we are also aware that the devil is doing something. Because there are many laws on the earth realm. There are many wills, there are many policies, there are many protocols, there are many agenda that are being targeted to be fulfilled on the earth realm. And so for a man to fulfill God's agenda on the earth, he needs a prophetic word. So the idea of the prophetic word is not a church tradition. The idea of the prophetic word is a covering system that God creates for different tribes in the kingdom because of the unique assignment he gave to those tribes. There are persons who think that the New Year word should be the same in all churches. No, it can't be the same. We don't have the same agenda. We are going out to win souls. And so we are going to be invading different territories. There's another tribe in the spirit that God will tell them not to go out, but to sit in the tent and establish people. The guy who is going out needs a different weapon from the guy who is in the tent. And so the word God will give the guy who is going out will be different from the word God is giving the one who will sit in the tent. This is why the New Year messages are not the same. It's not because we are not hearing from God. It's because our assignments are different. And so the words we require for covering will be different. In Psalm 107 verse 20, he said he sent his word. And he healed them. And he delivered them from all oppression. Because there will be activities of darkness. And as we begin to approach the end of the age, this activity will be intensified. And because this activity will be intensified, you cannot go forward without a prophetic word. In Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, the Bible calls this age an evil age. This age is an evil age. In Psalm 74 verse 20, he said the dark places of the earth are the dwellings of the habitations of cruelty. And so there is cruelty in the dark places of the earth. And then you ask yourself, where are the dark places of the earth? You would think it's a packet of different locations. No. Isaiah 60 verse 1 said, the whole earth will be covered with darkness. And he said, gross darkness will cover the people. So everywhere on earth is the habitation of cruelty. The reason you will excel is because you have a word that has become a light. Because the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. And so the idea of the prophetic word is to give you an insurance as you walk through the year. So you need to have the consciousness requirement, and you also need to have the obedience requirement for the words to speak for you. However, before I talk to us from the plane of the word the Lord has given to us, let me show you a few things that will happen. So you can take this word very seriously. Because by the help of God, some of us have gleaned into the future to see some of the things that will happen. And usually I don't come out to say these things because I was not heading any spiritual tribe. And so all I did was to stay under where I was kept. And any word God gives to me, I use it to formulate my teaching and my doctrine for that year. But now that I'm heading a tribe, it's necessary that I say it so men can catch it and run with it. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will see what he will say to me. And he said, write vision. Make it plain upon tables that he may run. So now we need people to run with these words, because they are committed to what we are doing. So this is why this service being the first in the year is necessary for us to establish this counsel, precept upon precept, and line upon line. See this thing now. Time is a body. I'm looking at this time. It's now affecting the depth I want to go to. The depth. Because there is a place, if I can't travel far because of time. Let me outline a few things. I'll try to summarize. Because I also need to pray for certain supernatural things to happen in your life. If all you are experiencing is what the unbeliever is experiencing, then what makes you a witness? Our life ought to be supernatural. People should not be able to deny it, but they should also not be able to explain it. So when they look at you, they can't explain what is happening to you or with you, but they can't deny it. What others are doing that is taking them 10 years, you are doing it in 6 months. And they are now trying to caution you. Hope you are not in a rush. Then you now double it. Especially those of us in Africa. It's only in Africa that it's believed you should start living your life at 40. As if the God we are serving in Africa is different from the one they are serving in America. You go to America, people at the age of 19 are inventing things that we are buying in Africa for millions.
The other day, a professor went for a seminar in the United States. Some professors from Nigeria who they've been lecturers for 30 years. And you know, when you have advanced, sometimes you leave your BS as a sign that you have been here for a while. And when they entered the seminar as professors, the people who came to represent America, one was 19, the other one was 23. Those are those seeking admission in Nigeria. God will shift us. This God, He will shift us. We don't look down on process, but we also will not become mediocres in the name of process. Process is not time bound, it's obedience bound. Okay, let me leave it. Hallelujah. So let me outline a few things that will happen this year, some deliberately orchestrated from the demonic realm, to give you advantage. Number one, there will be a very strong sponsorship of the spirit of perversion and the operations of perversion. And these are signs of judgment and the end. Every time a civilization is beginning to approach the end, one of the things that takes center stage is perversion. Because perversion is one thing that invokes the judgment of God. Perversion is one thing that truncates God's program, alters God's program, and mutilates God's program. And so when the devil tries everything and it's not working, and he wants to truncate God's agenda, he begins to sponsor perversion. If you study Genesis chapter 6, the Bible said the sons of God looked upon the daughters of men, and they slept with them, and they gave birth to Nephilims, the giants. The moment God saw it, God destroyed the earth. If God's ordinances are altered, there's no room, there's no mercy that makes allowance for perversion. In the city of Sodom and Gomorrah was the place where homosexuality took center stage. The moment the cup of that iniquity was full, it was God himself that came down to study it, to find out what was going on. And the moment he saw that homosexuality and all forms of perversion had taken over that civilization was wiped out. Because there is zero level tolerance for perversion. And so every time a civilization is coming to an end, one of the things demons sponsor is perversion. This is why the LGBTQ movement will take center stage. It will become more aggressive. And this time around, they will not just push it forcefully. They will begin to victimize and antagonize voices and systems that rise up against it. I didn't know this was a serious matter until mid last year, when I began to attack LGBTQ. We now notice that they started silencing all my messages online. Many countries, they mute the message and then they stop sending notification on the platforms that seemed innocent. But they are princes that want to make sure perversion takes center stage. Because this is one of the things that destroy the souls of men. When God finds perversion in a man, he lets go of him. In Romans chapter 1 from verse 18, he said, because they choose not to retain God in their knowledge, he left them to a reprobate man. There are two things a man will do that God will leave him. Number one is perversion. And number two is blasphemy. Anytime you allow these two things happen, your heart is corrupt. Even God will leave you. If you blaspheme and you perverse, it will be difficult for you to come back. And so one of the things the devil will do in these last days is perversion. Many persons travel to Canada, travel to London, travel to United States, and they start telling you, I'm no longer ashamed of my feelings. This is who I am. Who told you that? Where did you read it from? What did you study to know who you are? What are the scrolls you are looking at? But they've created systems to darken the souls of men. And so a young lady tells you, she feels like a man, so she's a man. It's a strategy of the devil. And these things will take center stage in this very year that we are in. And so it's important for you to guard yourself with discernment. This is why you cannot live on the internet as if it's your home. Because these things are not just mental operations. There's a spirit behind it. And if your soul is not strong and you expose yourself to some of these contents for a while, it will begin to choke your soul. The first time you look at a woman, kissing a woman, you will be offended. It will be like an arrow. After a while, it will become normal. And then after a while, if you are not careful, you too will start being attracted to your same sex. And you won't know what is going on. It's a spirit. It's one of the most aggressive spirits in the spirit realm.
And so the devil will advance perversion in a very drastic manner. And any voice or any system that rises up against it will literally be crushed. And so this is not a year where you will just rise up and start talking when you don't have authorization from the spirit realm. The problem many persons have is that they become so zealous. And they say they are talking for God. Say what you are commanded to say. That's where your insurance is. And so you will need a lot of discernment this year. Don't say things because you want to appear like a man of stature. Say the things that are within your clearance level. Because we are entering a period of war. The battle of the last age has begun. The dragon is coming. Number two, the church will be persecuted. The systems of the world are being reprogrammed to suffocate everyone that believes in the name of Jesus and the systems through which God rides. If you look at the governments of the world today, it looks as if all of the strategies being formulated is against the church. Even our country, Nigeria, is not an exemption. And so the year we are going into is a year where the church will face very stiff persecution because the beginning of the end has begun. And so everyone who is a believer at this time must pay the price to build his faith. This is not the era where you say, I belong. This is not the era where you just show up and say, I want to receive and go. No, this is the era where you build your faith. Because if you are not standing for God, the persecutions that will come, your faith will be drowned. The Bible said the love of many shall wax cold because iniquity shall abound. And the faith of many shall be destroyed because of violence and persecution. And we have entered that phase where if you believe in Jesus, you don't just believe in Jesus because of what Jesus has to offer. The reason the church and the body of Christ is so infant is because we don't train witnesses. Our goal is to have church membership. Our goal is to get people coming every day, and so we just tell them things that excite them. That era has come to an end. Because there are places you will go to, even if your passport carries Christian, you'll be in trouble. And so you have to build faith rugged enough to be able to stand to defend Jesus. This is the time where the baptism of the spirit of Esther must have to return. If I perish, I perish. If your Christianity has not gotten to that level, you are not a candidate for existence from this year onward. And so everyone must contend for truth for himself and establish his or her faith, because you will need your faith to walk through life. The Bible said, the just shall live by their faith. Number three, what will happen strongly this year is famine. I told them before the crossover, we enter the year to look as if things are about to change. Government, leaders will come with promises as though they are about to reset the economy. Forget it. The message of global peace is the message of the Antichrist. The Bible said in the last day there shall be rumors of war. Nations will rise up against nations. Unless you don't understand eschatology. And it is so to create a platform for the Antichrist. Because when the Antichrist comes, he will promise the world of an improved economy. And the strategy he will formulate is the strategy of unified economy. Unified religion. Preaching peace until the world comes under his deception. And so, if you are perceiving that economy will suddenly turn around and there will be a boom because one leader is preaching, thank God for those God is raising. There will be a window God will create for the harvest. But over and above that, we are entering into a phase where the devil will want to suffocate the economy, so you will be forced to make compromises in order to survive. And so whatever you see like an alleviation program is a deception. You have to build your faith around finances because the devil wants to crumble the economy, to leave people in poverty and in darkness. And so men who understand what is coming, they will do things that sustains them beyond what government supplies. The Bible said, our Father who art in heaven, our resource base is not a government. Our resource base is Zion. And so you've got to come to that point where your faith and your confidence is not predicated on your job or your salary. Thank God for that platform God has given to you. But you have to have an advantage that is beyond the system. The Bible said, give a portion to several. He said, give a portion to it. He said, for you know not the evil that will come upon the earth. And so there is a spiritual strategy that if applied, even if the earth were to crumble, you will still survive. And so the platform for that level of economic invincibility is the covenant. You now see why there's an attack on covenant practice on every online platform. Because if your covenant practice is destroyed, you become vulnerable. And most of the things that will happen will take you unawares. A friend was complaining to me recently. She started working in the bank 6 years ago. 6 years later, the same money she was earning is what she's earning. The more they increase her salary, the more naira depletes. And so her promotion is counterbalanced. It's a demonic intelligence. Demonic. And so what will sustain you is beyond your job. It's covenant. You have to be rooted in God through covenant. And this covenant is not just financial covenant, but every spiritual ordinance that makes for exemption and preservation. The strategy God has for the church is exemption and preservation. He said, in this world you will have tribulation. He said, but be of peace, I have overcome the world. So there is tribulation in the world, but there is a peace that Christ gives. And one of the ways you enjoy it is that as you're plugging through covenant, exemption programs will be created for you. And so while men are cast down, you will say there's a lifting up. The economy will cast men down, but you will stand. And the reason you will stand is not because of the texture of the economy. It's because of the support base that you receive through covenant. And so if you are not a covenant practitioner, this is one year when you need to begin to practice covenant. From financial covenant to other ordinances in the kingdom, like the ministry of the blood in communion. There are many believers who never take communion. They only take communion when they have a religious program in church. The Bible said concerning the early church, it said they went from house to house and they broke bread. They knew that the level of persecution they were suffering, they needed all the systems of preservation that they could have. And so when you visited somebody in the early church, he doesn't give you a plate of food. When you visited somebody in the early church, he brings out the bread and brings the wine and he breaks bread with you. The first thing they did was to share communion because they knew the mystery of exemption. God taught them. That was how they came out of Egypt. There's an exemption program that communion engenders. And so when a man does not live by covenant, when the systems are tweaked, that man will drown. And so in 2023, you want to live your life purely based on covenant because it will preserve you. And finally, don't spend, invest. This is not a year to live for your appetite. Don't waste your resources. This is time to invest. And I told my people, invest in fixed assets. Assets that appreciate even in inflation. Because as you are tidying up on the spiritual aspect, you also need to tidy up on the physical aspect. This is not the time to stand up and say, I love this car, and you start buying perishable things. You have to put your ego aside and become strategic with finances. Because there is an economic war that is coming. And so you need to have things that authorize you in all seasons. An investment, especially on fixed asset, is one thing that will create that exoneration that you will have in the days of trouble. Number four is a year of trials and tests. The faith of many will be tested. Many persons will be asked to make decisions between their faith and their occupation. Many persons will be given the opportunity of compromise, and it will be very aggressive. If you choose not to compromise, you will suffer in a season. When you come to that corridor, be aware that is the strategy for the last day. That's why I told you that if I perish, I perish. Generation must rise. This generation of believers who only gather in church because they want to receive, they are not ready for what is coming. Even your children, you have to teach them that if they have to make a choice between Jesus and anything, they should choose Jesus 1,000 times. If your faith is not built dogged enough, and if you have not received the baptism of martyrdom, you may sell your soul in this season. Because what is coming, most persons will be confronted with a lot of trials. But these trials are not meant to destroy you. Because after the trial phase, then we'll enter another phase. That is the season of empowerment. That is the season of enthronement. Because even in this year, God will also allocate inheritances. Because we are approaching the end. And so there are lots of authority and weaponry infrastructures that the body of Christ needs to begin to have. But God will not cast that level of authority to a man who has not proven himself. And so the reason God will allow the trial is because of the mantles that he wants to begin to release. The reason God will allow that level of trial is because of the dimensions that he wants to begin to bring men into. And so this is not a year where you will step into a realm just because you have a revelation. There are certain things you will enter this year because you will pass many tests. Because the test will be many. There will be tests of purity. There will be tests of integrity. There will be tests of loyalty to Jesus on many fronts. But you must be willing to accept anything the devil throws at you. Because these things are an access point into the next level of promotion. And I told my people when I was teaching them, I said there are five things God will allocate to us as he begins to promote men this year. Who pass the test? Because it's a year of separation. It's a year of purging. Many will go through the fire. But the good news is the fire will not burn you. When you come out on the other side, you will discover weapons have been given to you. And some of the things God will give is, number one, spiritual knowledge. There is a knowledge men will begin to come into that will give them strategic advantage. In Deuteronomy 29:29, he said the secret things belong to God. He said, but the things that are revealed, they belong to us and to our children forever. And so one of the ways God gives inheritances to his children is to give them access to mysteries and knowledge that the world does not know. That knowledge is what will give you a strategic advantage. And so this is the year where the guy who is the programmer must be ready to receive wisdom. Because the reason the church will be relevant is not just because the church is praying. Look at the world today. They are talking about augmented realities. They are talking about robotic intelligence. They are talking about AI and all forms of genetic engineering. You can't find Christians at the forefront. Because we think it's all about prayer. No, there's a knowledge God will begin to allocate to men. That knowledge is what will authorize us to take the mountains. And so somebody will just be in his house because he passed the test. An angel will pass with his crew. And he will just know what to do to improve the television system. He will just know what to do to create different apps on the internet that will begin to take over. See, a lot of knowledge has been allocated. The devil knows. The unfortunate thing is believers are not aware. And so this is not just a year where we pray and fast. This is a year where we are open to signals. Because transitions will be coming from the heavens. If there's any platform God has put you, think of dominating that platform through strategic wisdom and understanding that nobody has. There is a knowledge in leadership that God will give some persons that they will know what to do to shift the hands of power in their favor. There's a knowledge. See, the other day, I looked at the page because the noise was too much. And I went to Cristiano Ronaldo's page. And I opened it. He will stand like this with short knicker. And you see 8 million likes. He sits down and crosses his leg. You see 70 million likes. I said, what? What is going on here? He's just walking. Put his chest. You see 80 million likes. I said, what? Who are these people? How can somebody so much dominate the internet space? Meanwhile, you are there shouting, wailing, calling the name of the Lord. When you finish, you see 2,000 likes. The guy just stands with boxer. And then you see 8 million views. And then you preach a message, powerful and red hot, from the heart of Abba. And at the end of the day, you see 80,000 views. And it's a big deal. There is a knowledge we must come into. Whereas one man is talking, 2 million people, 10 million people, 30 million people are hearing at the same time. And that knowledge will be so intense that whether they like it or not, it will invade their space. We are not yet moving. We are saying we are ambitious. What have we started? You have not started anything. You are telling yourself you have arrived. If these guys come online and say my name is Messi, 12 million people will go live immediately to hear nonsense. And the guy who is talking something that is eternal does not know what to do to dominate the space. There is a strategic wisdom that is coming. Because see, the warfare is moving from the physical to the virtual. And if we are not careful to dominate the virtual, we will come late. And so we cannot afford to come late. That's why God is giving knowledge. Somebody will need to know how to create an app. An app that can remain, can reach 40 million people in a moment. Somebody will know how to create programs. Programs that can make people dominate different space. From the academic sector, from the media sector, to the music sector. Somebody comes and sings one song and says nothing meaningful. And suddenly, the song is viral. Even Christians are forced to sing it, to learn the dance step and to bring it to the altar of God. Whereas we are supposed to take the word. The difference is knowledge. There is something they know that gives them so much relevance. And if the body of Christ will take over this realm, then we need to begin to come into knowledge. If not, our prayer will be a religious prayer. There's a knowledge we must come to that will give us authority to dominate this realm. If we can't dominate this realm, there is trouble. A Christian starts a business. He said it's on 60 days fasting and prayer. That is good. But after the fasting and prayer, what is the strategy you have to make that your business become a home name like McDonald's? What is the intelligence of multiplication that you have? And so we don't value knowledge. That's why we labor. Well, it looks as if we are not relevant. Mark Zuckerberg alone has an app that over 2.7 billion people connect to. You should ask yourself, how many Christians are on earth? There are about 2.something billion Christians. That means Mark Zuckerberg is leading a movement that is equivalent to the number of the whole Christians worldwide. Because of knowledge. Knowledge. So one of the things God will give in this year is knowledge. Don't think spirituality in 2023 is about fasting and prayer alone. Spirituality in 2023 will also translate to a knowledge that dominates the universe. A knowledge that dominates the system. And like I tell you, you don't have to be a man to have that knowledge. You don't have to be old to have that knowledge. Knowledge has no regard for gender. It has no regard for race. It has no regard for sex. Anybody who pays the price can apprehend it. And it's even more glorious when those who don't look like it are the ones championing it. I'm more persuaded when I see 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds doing what 40-year-olds cannot do. That's when you know that the spirit is involved. And so one of the inheritances God will give us in this year is knowledge. And so brace up yourself. Prepare yourself. Open yourself. The Bible says to enlarge your coast. It says stretch forth the boundaries of your habitation. That enlargement is coming. And there's a knowledge base that you must have to make these things happen. Number two. From Zion. There's a knowledge that sets men apart. There's a knowledge that authorizes men. There's a knowledge that distinguishes men. Everyone God is baptizing with the power and the mantle of knowledge from Zion. In the name of Jesus, step into that grace now. Take that fire now. Parakado, Zazalia, Paranida, Rakabanda, Sotak, Zazila, Parastemos, Yekalalia, Tatatatalina. Somebody was looking for food to eat. You are about to step into a realm of power. You will not just have what to eat. You will sponsor visions. You will sponsor systems. Because you are stepping into a knowledge that distinguishes and empowers. In the name of Jesus the Lord, I decree now, everyone ordained for that baptism, on ground, online, take that fire. Palaporia, Zakar, Darabina, Sadadash. Allez! Ah, eh, ah, eh, ah, ah, eh, Alia. Receiving something like a scroll, and you are given the grace to know and to write, and the things you write will disciple nations. They are like programs that gives direction to leaders of nations. You may not look like it, but it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by the Spirit of the living God. And so wherever you are now, under the influence of my voice, by the Spirit, take that grace now. Help that sister. Alia. Abreques talagani paragata. Daladia peragadida sabaragato. Pashabda gata sadadia paraga. Riapa kakabono. Panaka tatia sonda kaba. Rakatabana. Sepa. We step into fountains. Fountains of knowledge. We enter into dimensions, realms of insight. Para, shara, nada, para da tia tada kapaska, manta kapado, rata tiato, para da, sea. That knowledge brings. You don't need to know anyone. Know something. When you know something, everybody you need will come there. He said the Gentiles shall come to thy rising. And he said kings shall come to the brightness of your rising. There is something you know that even monarchs are compelled to come bring salutations. There is something you know. He said your sons and your daughters We come from afar. He says, strangers will stand to build your walls. I decree over you now the power that knowledge brings. Step into that power in the name of Jesus. The dimensions that knowledge takes birth. Step into those dimensions now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Please sit down. The trial is not an attempt to break you. The trial is a test that you must pass in order to handle mantles, in order to handle graces. And one of those graces are the knowledge that God brings you into. The Bible said the devil planned it for evil. He said God turned it around for good. And so everything the devil is planning to do is turning around for our good. In the name of Jesus. Number two, God will allocate glories. The Bible said we move from glory to glory. There's a glory you had yesterday that made it possible for you to rot the victories that you wrought yesterday. You need another layer of glory. The glory is the essence of God that you carry. The word glory is the word kaboid. It's the word doxa. It means the essence of God. And so there is something God will be doing for us this year. He will increase our glory. You know, when your glory is increased, there are things you don't do. They happen on their own accord. When the angel stepped into the prison where Peter was, the glory the angel came with, the Bible said the chains fell on their own accord. There is a kind of glory you carry that you don't need to command. The glory itself is a language in the spirit. The Bible said, as Peter approached the first gate, it opened on its own accord. As he approached the gate to the city, it opened on its own accord. And so when God wants to shift men, he credits glory into the account. In this year, men will migrate from glory to glory. That's why you don't need to be perturbed. There are certain glory that comes on you in the fire. Did you not read about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? It was in the fire that the fourth man came. And the king was the first to notice. He said, who is that? He is like unto the Son of God. There is a dimension of God that will be traced to you this year. That competition in that business, you don't need to fight. Come with glory. Glory is a silencer. When the glory shows up, the enemy will be kept at bay. Did you not read in scripture, men who carried glory? Glory, essence of God, manifesting in different splendor, in different excellence. And some of them didn't need to have an army. Solomon never had an army. David fought 66 battles. Solomon didn't fight one. He carried something of God that made even his enemies to be at peace with him. And glory is our inheritance. In 1 Peter 2:9, he said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, God's own special people, God fought to showcase the excellency of God. In this year, some of you will become theaters. Theaters that reveal dimensions of God. Theaters that manifest the glory of God. Theaters that unveils the intangible, inexplainable, and unseeable dimensions of God to your generation. I decree over you, you will not go past this year without stepping into higher realms of glory. When the glory comes, there will be no word to say. Oh, 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 oh. Ha! When the glory comes, there will be no word to say. Oh, 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 oh.
When the glory comes,
when the glory comes,
there will be no
word to say.
Oh, 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 oh.
Hear this. Somebody's here. They said doors are locked up. That doors are not opening. You are not seeing breakthrough. Don't worry. Wait for the glory. The Bible said when Israel came out of Egypt, it said the Lord went after them as a pillar of cloud in the day and as a pillar of fire at night. No nation could shut them out. No nation could withstand them because they were coming with the pillar of the glory. When the glory leads you, even the Red Sea can part. Because they didn't need to do anything. The Bible said, with the blast of his ministry, he parted the Red Sea. When they entered nation, he said, he rebuked kings for their sake. And he said, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. I decree over you the glory you need that will cause nations to bow. Step into that glory now. Step into that glory now. Step into that glory now. In the name of Jesus.
When the glory comes.
When the glory. Come, there'll be no more to say.
Oh, when the glory comes, yeah.
When the glory comes,
there'll be no more to say.
There'll be no more to say. They are eternal and immortal things that God is allocating for this year. That's why you cannot afford to be outside of God's presence. They say you have enemies, that men are envious of you, men are fighting you. Don't worry about that. Carry the glory. The same Egypt Moses ran away from, he came back with the glory. And he went straight to Pharaoh. He said, let my people go, that they may serve me. Why did Pharaoh not think of killing him? There is something you carry that men cannot even imagine certain things about you. They will not be permitted to imagine it. Moses carried so much glory that he ruled Pharaoh in Egypt. A point came, Moses told Pharaoh, you will never see me again. It was an honor for Pharaoh to behold him. Because when he entered the glory, he became like God. And in Exodus 7 verse 1, he said, behold, I have made you a God unto Pharaoh. It was a technology of glory. The man carried so much glory that even in his own camp, men were not permitted to speak against him. When Miriam spoke against Moses, the Bible said the anger of God came down. And God told him, why were you not afraid of talking against Moses? We have entered the realm where even though the world hates us, they will be afraid to utter words against us because of the glory and the magnitude of the presence that we will carry. When the glory comes,
you say, when the glory comes, there'll be no words.
There'll be no words to say.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. When the glory comes,
when the glory comes,
there'll be no words, words to say. Somebody is here. They say you have a terminal disease. They said you are about to die and you've been living in fear. I came with a different verdict. The Bible said if that same spirit that rose up Jesus from the dead dwells in your mortal body, he said he will quicken your mortal body. There is something the glory does even to your body. Did you not read about Moses? Moses dwelt in the glory for so long that even an old age, the Bible said Moses' strength was not depleted, neither his eyes abated. I decree over you, everything your body suffers now, the glory suspends it in the name of Jesus. And this is not only for ministers. Some of you, your children, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, they will carry so much glory. When they go to their schools and the teachers want to corrupt them and the children want to victimize them, as they look at them, their glory will emanate from them. And power, oh my God, there is a wonder dimension that the church is entering. This is why the realms of the glory are opening to us. I decree over you, you will be known in the order of the glory. Sit down.
When the glory comes,
when the glory comes,
there'll be no words to say.
There'll be no words to say.
Oh,
some of you will see wonders this year. there'll be too much glory in your job, in your office. That those who conspired against you, when you're walking, they will kneel down and start apologizing. Because suddenly they'll begin to see God in you. Your dread, your terror will fall upon the people. And they won't even know what is going on. It's the glory. Some of you, battles you have fought for many years, they're about to come to an end. Because God is about to join you in the fire. Thank you, Father. I don't have time. And so God is allocating higher measures of the glory. We go from glory to glory. We are stepping into a dangerous dimension of the glory. There's a dimension of the glory that kills. Because God is creating an insurance system for the church. When they rise up against you, they will fall down and die. And they won't know why. People will die suddenly. People will be dethroned from offices suddenly because they rose up against you. It's the glory that you carry. These are allocations for 2023. And God is not stopping there. God is wielding and allocating certain other inheritances to men. Some of them are gates. Gates in the spirit. Because many territories are about to receive new watchers and new functionaries. Some are going to be allocated eras. The Bible said from the time of John, there are men who are custodians of eras in God. Because a new era is about to be born. And an old era is about to close. And there are some other men that God will give crowns and thrones because they are about to ascend. So we are in a sensitive season. This is why this year is special. Because this year is opening us up to years of many spiritual possibilities. And you can't afford to miss it this year. The devil can do his worst, but we have overcome. We have overcome. We are not hoping to overcome. We have overcome. We have overcome. In the name of Jesus. So these are some of the things that will happen. And finally, there will be deception. Great deception. And I don't have time to talk much about that. But, just to give us a specific understanding of what God will be doing with us as a house. The Lord said, it's a year of consolidation. I need to keep it calm now to be able to catch some of the things I want to talk about. He said it's the year of establishment for us. And there are a few things God will do in order to validate this word. The first thing he will do is consolidation. And there are three major things God will be doing as he consolidates all he's doing with us. Number one, previous operations that we are engaged in will be strengthened, will be perfected, and be completed. There are many things God gave you. There are many projects that were on your hands. Some of them looked like elephant projects that can never be accomplished. In this year, the grace to finish, the grace to finish, the grace to finish is released upon you. No matter how giant that project is, the grace to finish is released in the name of Jesus. Number two, promises and prophecies that went ahead of us. Some of us have carried prophecies for 10 years. They've not come to pass. Some of us have carried prophecies for 7 years. Congratulations, this is the year of fulfillment. God is consolidating because he's going to be fulfilling prophecies and promises in our lives. There are most of you, you will not just be married, you will marry in a grand style. It looks as if this your marriage matter has become history. Congratulations. This is that year where you get married. Some of you, you've been married for years. There's no fruit of the womb. And some of you, you've suffered secondary infertility. You gave birth to one and you didn't give birth to another. Congratulations. This is the year where the child will come forth. There are most of you here. There's been no jobs. You've walked around the city. The nook and the cranny of the city. It looks as if your name is reproached. Congratulations. You will not just get a job. Most of you will start companies and investment this year. Because it's a consolidation phase for us. And so every pending prophecy, every pending promise, the grace for fulfillment. Receive it now. Number three, consolidation is the time of receiving your own specific inheritance. There is a word he sends to Jacob that lightens upon Israel. Everyone has a portion in it. There are persons here in dreams, in visions. You've seen yourself working wonders. You've seen yourself operating in certain operations and dimensions of the spirit. It looks as if it's a mirage. Unconsciously and unknowingly, you begin to walk into those dimensions this year. You begin to see those things happen this year. Because that is your lot in God's kingdom. And so I decree over you, everything that is your lot, you'll receive all this year. In the name of Jesus. And so there's going to be a completion of projects, of operations that God began with us. Some of us for many years. There's going to be fulfillment of promises and prophecies. And you will see it. Most of you will testify until your name will become testimony. One of our mothers was testifying the other time. Four children. One scholarship to England. Another scholarship to Canada. Another scholarship to Finland. People now said, Haba. Are you the only one? As if our name became scholarship. I decree over you, because of the rapid succession in fulfillment of prophecies and promises, you will literally become a testifier by identity. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. And hear this. Some of the things that will happen in your life, it will exceed your faith level. It will surpass your expectations. You know, there are certain Christians that when people testify, they are asking themselves, are these things true? You will receive the shocker of your life this year. Things that you don't deserve, things that you don't qualify for, they will happen to you in rapid successions. He sent his word to Jacob. He lightened upon Israel. There are most of you here, they've given up on you. It looks as if that season has passed. I came to announce to you there will be restoration. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Elohim Adonai. Number two, please be seated. What is consolidation? It is stepping into new frontiers. When God completes one, he begins another. Because he doesn't complete one to keep you stunted. And so beyond what God is completing, he's shifting us into new frontiers. To conquer new realms. And to take over new dimensions. And so because of this, one of these things will happen to you. Number one, many will receive fresh encounters. Because you can't take new frontiers until you have fresh encounters. The Bible said Moses went to the backside of the desert. Exodus 3 verse 1. Until he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, he saw a bush burning that was not consumed. And he turned and said, I will step aside and see what this is. And the Bible said as he walked towards it, he heard a voice. Take off thy sandals, for where you are standing is holy ground. The moment he had that encounter, the next thing was to take over Egypt. He subdued Egypt. When he finished, he migrated into the promised land and took over 10 cities. Handed to Joshua, took over 31 kingdoms. And it was from one level to another level. Because encounters don't just come to create fascination. Encounters come to empower and to authorize you to take new frontiers. I decree over you, every mountain you've encompassed for too long, you will leave it in this year. And God will give you new realms to conquer. He said, rise ye up Exodus 2:24. Deuteronomy 2:24. He said, take up thy journey. Go beyond the river Arnon. He said, behold, I have given unto you Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon. He said, begin to contend with him and possess the land. I decree over you, every realm, every land, every territory, you need to possess. Receive the power to possess now. Establishment is the ability to take new frontiers, but it comes with encounters. Some of you, as you sleep, you will have encounters. As you pray, you will have encounters. As you worship in a congregational service like this, you will have encounters. Because it's from one level of glory to another level of glory. And it will be by express communications from the mountains of God. Number two, to take new frontiers, you need greater light. And so what God will be doing for you this year is to open you up to realms of understanding of the things of the Spirit. There are many things you didn't understand before that is responsible for where you are. When God wants to shift you, He brings you knowledge. He brings you illumination. Without light, there's no progress. Light is the key factor for progressive existence. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, it said, I bow down my knees to pray for you. And he said something, that the spirit of wisdom and understanding may be granted you, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. That number one, you may know the hope of your calling. Number two, that you may step into the exceeding riches of the inheritance of the saints in light. So our inheritance is in light. When a man comes into light, when a man steps into understanding, he begins to possess. And then number three, is that you will have understanding of the exceeding greatness of his power that he wrought through you or through us when he rose Jesus from the dead. That is resurrection power. That means nothing dies with you this year. Nothing dies around you this year. Nothing dies in your hand this year. Because even the ones that die, you will call them back to life. And the ones that are alive, they will cease to die. In the name of Jesus. You take new frontiers because you receive new light. Somebody is going to receive greater light. You will open one verse of scripture and light will flood you. For 3 months, one scripture will still be talking to you. You read that scripture, you thought you understood it. You conquer the territory. Another dimension of that scripture opens. You enter, you conquer another territory. Another dimension opens because light has come. And it says, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And so when light comes, it's time to arise. When light comes, it's time to shine. And when light comes, it's time to take over. They take over anointing. They take over grace. I decree, it begins to work in your life from this day. It's a year of taking over. I don't know about you, but we've conquered. We've taken over. If yesterday you took 5 cities, it's time to take 50 cities. Because it's a geometric progression. And so light will keep coming. As light is flooded and your eyes begin to see, you begin to conquer. Because as far as your eyes can see, that is your inheritance. And it is light that makes you see. I decree over you, you will never walk in darkness again. On your job, receive light. In your marriage, receive light. In your business, receive light. In all your righteous endeavors, receive light in the name of Jesus. Did you not read about Job? The Bible said Job was the greatest of all men from the east. How did he become great? He said in Job 29 verse 4, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secrets of God were upon my tabernacle, he said, by light I walked through darkness. A man who carries light is not afraid of darkness. Darkness is a platform for manifestation. I decree over you, you will take over because light has come. Be seated. And so the Lord added something else to me. He said, because it's a year of establishment, he says it's the year of a fresh outpouring. Yes. It cannot be but by the Spirit. In Isaiah 32 verse 13, the Bible said something that was very scary. Isaiah 32 verse 13 to 15. See what the Bible says. You see how to take over. It's a deliberate technology in the spirit. He said, upon the lands of my people, he said, shall come up thorns and briars. He said, yea, upon all the houses of joy and the joyous city. Here is what happened. He said, the places shall be forsaken. He said, the multitude of the city shall leave. He said, forth and towers shall become dens forever. And he said, they shall become the joy of wild beasts. So, even the lands that God apportioned, there are seasons where they become desolate. But that desolation is permitted to exist until something happens. And in verse 15, he said, until the Spirit be poured upon us again from on high. And so when the Spirit is poured forth, something begins to happen. The desolate lands are taken over. The desolate territories are overshadowed with pleasure, with plenty and gracious things. Because he said, when the Spirit be poured upon us from on high, he said, the wilderness shall be counted for a fruitful field. And he said, the fruitful field shall be counted for a forest. And so God is giving us a fresh outpouring. And so that thing you call a blessing, you are about to be surprised. What was your best will become your worst. Because where God is taking you to will many, many times outclass, outshine, and outdo your previous best. I decree over you, your wilderness turns to a fruitful field. I decree over you, your fruitful field turns to a forest. Because it's your year of establishment. And so it is in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. What is the beautiful thing about the outpouring? The outpouring have no exemption. In Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, it says, ask of me rain in the time of the latter rain. And he said, I will cause bright clouds. And he said, there will be dew for every blade of grass. When God enters the technology of the outpouring, everybody is blessed. He said they were in the upper room, Acts chapter 2 verse 1, and suddenly they heard a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and something happened. He said every one of them was filled with the Holy Ghost, and upon each of their heads were cloven tongues as of fire. And so when God enters the season of the outpouring, nobody is left behind. Even the new convert who just came to church will catch something. Even the one who just gave his heart to Christ, something will happen in his life. And he will think, what is his track record? He will start wondering, where is his labor? In the outpouring, they don't count track records. Everybody is blessed. That's why when Jesus gave the parable of the man who recruited workers, he said he got one at the third hour. He got another at the sixth hour. He got another at the 11th hour. He gave all of them the same price. It is called the outpouring. And so the young believer, the weak believer, the strong believer, there is enough blessing for everyone. I decree for concerning you, this year you will not hear other people's testimonies. You will testify and you will testify again. Your mouth will be full of laughter. Your house will be full of blessings. And you will become a sign and a wonder to your generation. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. My God. I'm excited. Because we are about to see young believers open deaf ears. We are about to see young believers open blind eyes. We are about to see weak people who knew nobody, who had no connection, suddenly become millionaires. We are about to see drunks, bandits, criminals suddenly be transformed, set on fire for Jesus. Because it's going to be God walking on every front, taking every frontier, affecting every life, on every facet of human endeavor. I decree concerning you, you will not be left behind. You will not be left behind. You will partake of this season. You will partake of this grace. And you will experience all God is doing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. New chronicle of faith is about to be written. You read Hebrew 11. Is it time will fail me? To speak of Gideon, to speak of Barak, to speak of Jephthah, to speak of Samson, to speak of David, to speak of Samuel and the prophet who through faith subdued kingdoms, obtain righteousness, wrought promises. He said they quench the violence of fire. They shut the mouth of aliens. They put the enemies to the flight. The Bible said weak men, weak women brought their dead back to life. And he said weak men were made valiant in battle. You read all of that. But I tell you, another chronicle is about to be written. Another chronicle is about to be written. It will not just be about Jephthah. It will not just be about Samson. It will not just be about Samuel. Paul said, according as it is written, they believe and have spoken. We have in the same spirit of faith. We believe and therefore we speak. I make bold to tell you, the time has come for a new chronicle to be written. And in that chronicle, there will be Victor there. There will be Michael there. There will be Godwin there. There will be Chioma there. There will be Deborah there. There will be Nathaniel there. Every one of us is about to be numbered. Because according as it is written, they believe and have spoken. We have in the same spirit of faith. We believe and therefore we speak. Because this is the time of the Nazarene. And the dew falls on every blade of grass. You will not be left out. It's our time to shine. And so everybody is rising. An army is rising. A generation is rising. A tribe is rising. A people is rising. There will not just be a people of shining stars. Everyone will be part of the army. Everyone will be part of the ram. He said, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm upon his holy mountain. Because an army is about to rise. An army is about to rise. And you are a part of that army. I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, the grace to be counted. The grace to be numbered. Ushers, help those under the anointing. There is a fire descending here. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. Receive that grace now. The Holy Ghost wants to bring us now. The first are for economic giants, captains in the economic realm. There's a grace that will come upon you that will give you wisdom, favor, and supernatural capacity to generate wealth. Father, there are at least seven of you here that are about to step into this realm. You may not have anything in your account, you may not know anybody. But it's not by power. It's not by might. It's by the Spirit. Ushers, I want to lay hands on these people. There are seven of them now. Wherever you are, everyone receiving that grace to create wealth, to get wealth, to get wealth. I sound the shofar now. Wherever you are, take that fire now. Take that fire now. Ushers, bring that to me. I want to lay hands on them. Parash, Tapakaya. Barakadia, Tatatapani, Tabak, Berash, 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 Mayala, Barwate, Kapanaska, Baratadani, Mantekabaya, Wale, Sabana, Heya, Heya, Maya Senape, Ate Salua, Bariana, Tatabaka, Baranda Sador, Heya, Heya. Here now, the power to get wealth. They said, I have put my spirit upon Bezalel and Oholiab. The power and the grace to create with invention. There is a grace. They said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It is him that giveth thee power to get wealth. Berato, Azazazani, on ground, on land. Baria, Tava, Barakana, Santa Tapadia, Selah, Mete, 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 Asisa, Kabata, Barakatana, Shadatiate, Tanakaba, Eya, 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 ready. In the name of Jesus. There are 14 of you here now. There's an anointing. Some of you will literally sense the oil on your hand. It's the grace for the workings of miracles. The power to work miracles. This is the era where the body will see signs and wonders. And so wherever you are here, on ground, on the gallery, online, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, now by the Spirit, I release that grace. I release that impartation. Take that mantle now. Take that mantle. Men that walk wonders. Men that walk signs. Barak, the last of Benatayim. You will speak to deaf ears, they will open. You will speak to blind eyes, they will open. You will speak to the lame, they will walk. This is the time. Every revival comes with signs and wonders. Wonder walkers, carriers of the grace for signs. He said they went out, speaking the word, and the word confirming the word with signs and wonders. It's a long time and both day, speaking boldly in the Lord confirming the word of his grace and granting that signs and wonders be done. I release that grace now. The power to work wonders, the power to work miracles. Baratabos, Beriarata, Batakadia. You don't have to be an apostle, you don't have to be an evangelist, you don't have to be a prophet. It's for all the disciples. He said, everyone that believes, he said, this sign shall follow them. This sign shall follow them. My God, carriers of signs, carriers of wonders. You are a barrister. Even in the law court, wonders will take place. You are a doctor. Even in the hospital, wonders will take place. You are a businessman. Even in the line of business transactions, wonders, workers of wonders. Isaiah said, I and my children, we are for signs and we are for wonders. This is the generation of the workers of the wonders of God. I stretch hands over you now, and by the Spirit, like the rod of Moses, I command, let that grace rest. Let that grace rest. Let that grace rest. He said, I will pour my Spirit upon you, upon all flesh. He said, your daughters, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see vision. It cuts across every demographic. And so both children, young and old alike, I decree now, receive the scepter for signs and for wonders. Receive the scepter. It said concerning Zacharias, thou and the men that sit with you. It's a man greatly wonder that. My God, the world is about to see you. And they will be overwhelmed. Because there will be wonder in your transactions. There will be wonder in your economic negotiations. The world is about to see radical evangelists that walk dimensions of glory by the Spirit. Bararota, Afiata, Bariato, Badagadia, Shama. Eyaya, 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 Eyaya. Hey, hey, in the name of Jesus. And finally, the ancient spirit of intercession is about to rest on some of you. Please help the brother. There are altars that have become desolate. And those altars are supposed to be the thrones of gatekeepers. But they have become desolate because the power of prayer has been depleted. Right now, there is a baptism of intercession. From the left to the right, to all of the galleries, and to everyone watching online, there are three of you that God will fall upon now mightily with the grace for intercession. Father, we are the three of them. One, two, three. By the Spirit, take that grace now. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. My God. Ele do Dabu Edo. Ajo do Dabu Edo. Bohemian.
A miracle service. I didn't have time to teach along that line. But hear this. There are five major reasons why God works miracles. Number one is for His glory to be seen. In John chapter 2, verse 11, it said, "This be the first miracle that Jesus did, and His glory was revealed." Number two is to validate His word. In Mark 16:20, it said they went out and preached the word, and the Lord confirmed the word with signs and with wonders following. Number three is to honor His name. It said these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Number four is to honor our faith. It said, if thou wouldest believe, John 11:40, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And number five is an outright response to power that is generated through prayers. He said, as they prayed, the place where they were was shaking. And many signs began to happen. And so, tonight, God wants to glorify Himself. Tonight, God wants to work wonders because God wants to honor His word. Tonight, God wants to honor His name. Tonight, God wants to honor our faith. And tonight, God wants to respond to the power of prayer. And if I may, the sixth reason why God works wonders is because of His compassion. In Matthew 14, verse 14, He said, as He alighted the boat, He saw the crowd and He was moved with compassion. Lift your hands toward heaven. Everyone, hear this. Under the sound of my voice, that came here with an infirmity. It could be an ear condition, an eye condition, an organ infection, a bone condition. Whatever infirmity you came with, in the name of Jesus the Lord, I take authority over every infirmity. And I command the chain, help her. I command the chains of infirmity break in the name of Jesus. I command sickness be gone in the name of Jesus. The yokes of sickness break in the name of Jesus. Ear conditions be healed. Eye conditions be healed. Growth in the body dematerialize. Bone conditions be healed. I command every pain, arthritis of every sort, right now be bound. Check out of their bodies in the name of Jesus. And I speak over your circumstances by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every door that is yet to open, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I break that door. And I decree, step into the next phase of your life. Everything limiting you, in the name of Jesus, I break them off your shoulders. And I release speed upon you. In the name of Jesus, every area of disfavor and reproach, right now by the Spirit of God, receive a fresh fragrance of favor. Receive a fresh fragrance of favor. The favor that commands the allegiance of men. The favor that attracts resources of all sorts. The Bible said when Israel left Egypt, God gave them favor and they spoiled the Egyptians. I decree by the Spirit that favor that sets men apart, it rests upon you now. Receive that grace now. Thank you, Father. Everything making your life not to be the best version that God has designed, in the name of Jesus, I remove it. And every demonic program that is working against you, I come by a superior algorithm and I reorder and reprogram those programs and ordinances in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is not tomorrow. Faith is now. And so in the name of Jesus, right now, receive your inheritance. Receive your inheritance. He said, weeping may endure for the night. He said, joy comes in the morning. This is the morning of your life. Receive your inheritance now. He said, our light affliction are but for a moment. If he exceeds a moment, it's not allowed. I decree, this is the moment of your encounter. Receive those promises now. Receive the manifestation of those prophecies now. In the name of Jesus. Arise, shine. For your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is lifted upon thee. I'm seeing men that have lost things. And it looks as if you've been disqualified. There is the door of mercy opening now. Everyone who has been disqualified, everyone who has lost things, right now receive restoration. Receive restoration. Receive restoration. That grace you lost, that throne you lost, that favor you lost, that business you lost, receive sevenfold return. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loving the world that he gave us his son. That is life and atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let them hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. The Father, through Jesus, the Son, and give him the glory. Hear this. Most of you, as you return home, you will be escorted by angels. You will see strange things supernaturally beginning to happen to you. Because this is your time. I proclaim over everyone, in this year you shall be established. In this year you shall be established. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a big hand. Shout glory.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now the people.
Somebody give the Lord a shout. Now, quickly, we are out of time. If you have noticed the change, I may not be able to take testimonies, but just to honor the Lord, if you have noticed the change in your body or something left you, you received a vision, you received an encounter while we were praying, can you just wave? If you have noticed the change, if you have noticed the change, just wave. I want to see your hands up. Can you just wave? Wow. Wow. Give the Lord a big hand. We can't take testimonies. I want us to allow Mama just to speak a word of blessings. But when Jesus touched people, 10 lepers came to him. He touched them. Only one came back. And Jesus asked the question. He said, where are they now? Many times, people take testimonies for granted. And that's why they cannot be made whole. That's why they can't keep what God has given to them. One more time, if you've been touched, can you just wave? One more time. One more time. Look at that. Now, hear this. All of you who have been touched, inside, outside, on the gallery, just come up quickly. I won't take the testimony, but come up. Let's just use you to shame the devil. Let's use you to shame the devil. Everybody that waves hands, come up quickly. Jesus, see the number of persons touched. Jesus, say the number of persons touched. My God, my God, my God. Is that how you celebrate Jesus? Sometimes, hear this. When people throw out like this, you don't know what happened to them. If you are tempted to take testimonies, you'll be shocked. I called them out like this, I think 2 months ago. And the first lady I asked, what happened? She says she's been suffering glaucoma for 10 years. She came with her glasses, she threw it away. You don't know what people go through. We've seen growth vanished from people's, you know, different parts of their bodies. We've seen strange things. The other time we were ministering somewhere in Jos, a woman with a large goiter vanished. Goiter. So when they throw up like this, you don't know what people are going through. And so when Jesus ministers to people, you can't just look like that. Give the Lord a shout. Praise God. Wow. I'm so excited. Even the young man was touched. Glory to God. We can't take the testimonies now, but you want to write it down after the service and submit it to who is collecting the testimonies now? Okay, Brother Daniel. Please don't go without testifying. Write it down so we'll bless God on your behalf. And we'll honor the Lord for what he has done. Nothing is small. Even headache kills. Headache. People die of headache. And so we don't want to take this for granted. That's why I called you out. See the number.
Omema narekele dima. Omema narekele. Omema narekele dima. Omema Shimonare, Omema,
Omema, give the Lord a shout.
Omema Narekele, Omema Narekele, Omema Narekele, Omema Shimonare, Omema.
Give the Lord the praise. Your miracles are permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. And so we'll take some of the testimonies on Sunday, even as we give God praise. Can we have Ambassador Mrs. Nonye Rajis just come greet us for 1 minute? After which we receive Prophetess Deborah Akachukwu. In 5 minutes, we are out of here. Please, you may be seated. Those of you who are going to different locations, don't worry. We have you covered. We've made transportation arrangements to take you. So don't worry. In another 5 minutes, we are out of here. We'll receive Mama just to just say a word. Just greet the house. When people of honor come in, you don't dishonor them by letting them go like that. Let's just have a say a word, just a minute, and then the prophetess will come up and make declarations over us as a house. Give Jesus a big hand.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It's been an awesome time. I'm glad I came. How many of you are glad you came? Man of God, I want to honor you. I told you the day I met you last month. You got a daughter. You got a sister. I have never seen such a humility in my life. And I want you guys to know you're very blessed. It might be very easy for you to take it for granted. I have traveled around the world by the grace of God. I want you to know you have a father. I have never, never, never seen such a humility. And that shows it is in that humility that God pours. And when God pours into him, he pours into you. So I want to congratulate you for being in this place. I want to thank God for your life. Man of God, I honor you. I thank you for your humility, for your humility, for your passion. May the Lord increase you. May the Lord increase you. You haven't seen nothing yet, I told you. You haven't seen something, nothing yet. Amen. You know, sorry to tell you this. When you got the land, he told me. And I said, he said he wanted a tent. I said, no, he will not do tent, he will do a building. And lo and behold, he came back. He said, Pastor said, Apostle said, we are having a building. I said, that's what God said. So we want to thank God. It's going to be a place of miracle. And I say, God, use me to be a part of that establishment. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Mama. We are honored to have you. Can we please receive God's own vessel, intercessor and prophetess, Mrs. Deborah Akachukwu, to come proclaim the blessings of God over this house. We are honored, we are blessed, we are privileged to have a matriarch, an apostle, an intercessor, and a prophet, a mother in Israel. Grace our midst this evening.
our declarations is from Psalm 56, verse 9. Under this fire and unction, we begin to make declarations this year, 2023, against every plan of perversion from the pit of hell, against the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare over the altar the status of Encounters Jesus International Ministry, that all that the Lord has begun to do and all that the Lord God has planned to do, no powers from the pit of hell shall be able to stop it in the name of Jesus. Therefore, the Bible said, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is with us. I therefore stand here to decree and declare in Jesus' name, according to his word. It is when we cry, it is when we cry, and we are here to make declarations and to cry out to God. Every enemy set at the gates of this vision, every enemy set against the advancement of God's plan for this work, every enemy and every gathering, satanic gang up, that will not allow us to see the speed of the establishment of Encounters Jesus International Ministry. Today we cry out and we declare and decree in Jesus' name, because God is with us. We therefore know that God is with us. There shall be no day lost in construction. No hour, no manpower, no finances will be encountered in error during this project, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this year, 2023, hear me, as I stand in the name of Jesus, under the prophetic and apostolic mantle upon my life, I begin to nullify every satanic prayer that has ever been released, offered over your life and destiny to obstruct God's divine plan and purpose. I decree and declare, it shall not stand, it shall not come to pass, in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare, as I nullify, in the name of Jesus, every satanic challenge that is at the gate of this new year, wanting you to carry over the problems. Some of you have been with you from the womb. Some of you, the problem had stopped you from advancing to your next level. I stand here to decree and declare your season of your next level, in the name of Jesus. We put an end to every satanic harassment, every satanic challenge that is at the gate of your next level, in the name of Jesus Christ. There are some satanic desire. You know, the devil was hoping that 2022 you would have been buried, but God, by his mercy, you cross over to 2023. Now everyone that was looking forward to your demotion, to your expiration, looking forward to hear bad news, hear the declarations from the altar. Their expectation to see you fall, today it is nullified, in the name of Jesus. The Bible said you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be the first and not the last. That we gather up together against you. The Lord God Almighty scatters them in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me? Are there satanic and evil decision to stop you this year? This is what the voice of the Spirit will help me to say. A man called blind Bartimaeus, there was a strong decision that he can never be able to have an encounter that will open his eyes. But hear me, This year is a year of sound and a year of what? Light. He may not have had physical eyes. He may not have had physical ears. But he had a spiritual ear that can hear the sound. And he had a spiritual eye that can perceive that he can receive back his vision. Therefore, this is in the mind of God. Like the woman with that issue of blood. That woman, she's somebody that was already rejected. There was a decision that with this cause, she has sent all she had. She cannot come in. She cannot intermingle. So she had to steal him. Hear me. Whatsoever you have to do, if you can cry out this year, Jesus himself will suspend his own plan. He will suspend his own project. He will suspend his own program for your own possibility. I'm talking to somebody. This year, 2023, is a year of every possibilities. But you will have to cry out. I said you will have to do what? Cry out. On this altar, there's light passing through this altar every second. Make sure that when your own light comes, cry out for it. Cry out for it. Cry out for it. No man or power over the land, over the oceans, or the sea shall by any decision be able to stop you in this year 2023. In the name of Jesus. But your sound is important. I decree and I declare. And any satanic arguments going on in any quarters, we silence them in the name of Jesus. I said we silence those arguments in the name of Jesus. Now finally, I want to pray against satanic declarations. By the virtue of the location of the gates here, there's a lot of oppressions in the heavenlies. And a lot of conspiracies that are taking place between the moon, the sun, and the star. There are lots of things that have been stored on the earth realm. There are powers that are hidden in the rocks of this city. There are people who have gone on ungodly time and hour. And they have done programs. They have had plans. They have had projections. They have released things to govern the land. To take over power. And then to take decisions that you on your own in the physical cannot be able to undo. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we stand to decree and declare that every satanic decisions, every satanic conspiracies in the heavenlies, satanic records that are conspiracies that are stored on this land, stored on the rock, stored anywhere, directly or indirectly, to influence, to affect, and to negatively stop you from advancing this year, we decree and declare at the gates of this year, 2023, in the name of our Lord Jesus, by the power in the precious blood of Jesus, we blot out, we erase in the name of Jesus. Those declarations that are written, we blot out their handwritings, we blot out their ordinances in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that their voices from their tokens, from their tokens, that they be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare every witchcraft coven, every witchcraft cauldrons, every satanic gathering, every power coming from your foundation, every ancestral battles, every hex, spells, enchantment, divinations, magic, manipulations from the pit of hell that have been put together with one reason to stop you, we nullify by the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Their effects from taking in effect or advancing into the sea in the name of our Lord Jesus. I'm here to open up the gates because we are about to move. I hear the sound. Man of God, we are moving into that city. My mother, Udo, my You know, we have to buy more lands before we start building. Every land that is offered to you, go and buy it. Double that land. Triple it. Because we need a camp. We can't be running against time. For the kind of men we need, the kind of training we need. Man of God, go there. As soon as you step in, people will come to grab you for that land. Go in there. Women, you need to bring out your jewelry. This is the time to bring out your jewelry. Are you understanding me? You know, you bring out jewelry for altars to be raised. We are about to raise altars. 5 women here can give us enough jewelry to double that land times 5. I've never seen anyone give to the Lord and never look back. Whatever are their figures, don't stop buying until they tell you that the land is finished. And as soon as you acquire the land, the Lord will speed from the 4 corners of the earth. Because this vision is of the Lord. Hear me, 2 years ago in December, I saw people in the streets. And they were moving with great force. And the Lord showed me that he was coming to encounter Abuja in a big way. So the revival, you never know how it's coming. But I said this is the revival we are waiting for. You know, we may be waiting for it and expecting it to come the way it came in Azusa. It doesn't happen that way. This is the way the revival, this revival it has started. I saw people from all denominations running out of the cages and the churches where they were. And they followed this move. What we are seeing is a move. All we need is the courage to keep moving. Because the spirit is already moving. And nobody can stop it. Because nobody can stop power. Nobody can do what? Stop what? Power. This is power moving. This is a move of God. So all we have to do, if we decide to move there tomorrow, we'll move there. And everything we need will begin to happen. So I'm here to make declarations that our faith will start to rise in commensurate to the work, to the assignment and the demands of heaven. We will not underplay the plan of God. We'll not design less than what God wants to provide for us. And as long as we keep trusting God, work will never stop until we finish. In the name of Jesus. Hear me, by this time next year, we're going to have accommodations. We're going to have a fully equipped auditorium. And you begin to ask yourself, what were we doing here? This was just our starting point. And to God be the glory. In the name of Jesus. God bless you, sir. Amen. 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 Amen.
Somebody give the Lord a shout. My God. Now, I believe time is truly a body. This is when to start praying. You know, people like this that carry so much angelic entourage, when they are coming, make sure you have time. Those days, Captain Kuman will tell you, if I collect the microphone, I'm in charge. You don't give her anything less than 5 hours because you can't stop the Holy Ghost. We are bodied. Can you please celebrate our mother? You want to find out why we are bold? We are bold because we have the word of the Lord. We are bold because we have the Holy Ghost. But also, we are bold because we have fathers and mothers that stand in the gap to proclaim blessing, to give corrections, directions, and guidance. Sometimes, mama will call me on phone. And we will talk for 2 hours. She will give you precept upon precept, line upon line. She will give you instructions. She will pray for you. And then she will give you prophetic guidance. And then sometimes there are rebukes. Yes, there are rebukes. Rebukes are very important. The other day I said something about prophets. I said, I mingle with anybody I want, whether good or bad prophet. She called me and said, no, don't do that. That was why I stopped that matter. Because we are crazy people. But when we have people who have gone ahead, they will tell you, no, I understand. But those things, don't say them. Don't do them. And so because he gave that instruction and counsel, I now dissociate. And I kept quiet. The reason we will be preserved is because we have people like this. Were you blessed? So what we'll do is to insist on shutting down her program and make sure she comes here 1 week and shift us to another level. Give the Lord a shout! Hallelujah. Those of you who are ladies, hope you are encouraged. You see what happened in 5 minutes. I told you the beauty of a woman is not only eyelashes. Let's be seated. 2 minutes, we are out of here as we receive Brother Frank to end the service.
If you were blessed by this message you just listened to and you wish to make Jesus your Lord and personal Savior, kindly repeat the prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. I therefore confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Lord of my life. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just said this prayer, please send us an email at info@encounterjesusministry.org or info.ejfi.ng@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.encounterjesusministry.org.